across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, it's Thursday, which means it's
Friday Eve.
First one of the year. There you go.
It's
how
back.
Are we, Team Hamish? How are you today?
Oh, wonderful, thank you. How are you?
We're doing well. Jackson, how are you?
I'm alive.
You're alive?
Yep, so that's fantastic.
You're in a little bit of pain, good. Jackson.
Always good. Always
He's got a sick nose at the moment.
Yeah, I have a nose infection. How strange.
Yeah, like you've got an infection in your septum, yeah?
Yeah, and it hurts really bad, but I'm pushing through and the love of you guys is getting me there.
Oh, lots of love.
Lots of love.
Sending it all your way.
Crevo, Jade, got something to talk to you about, actually.
Oh, good.
There's been a real love fest happening between you two the last couple of days.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Jade messaged our little messenger group last night. Mm. She's like, can someone please wake me up, call me at 5:20 if nobody hears from me? And she woke up early. Crevo, you had like a heap of alarms set for Jade, just in case. But then you rocked up at the exact same time together. You're very chummy today. What's been going on?
Don't be jealous.
You're
of
jealous.
Our
Maddie's jealous.
I'm not.
Maddie, yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are. You don't
you're
like feeling
extra
left
chummy,
out.
Extra chummy today.
We're always chummy. You know.
Well, no, as friends.
You have seen Jade's breasts before, so I haven't, so I'm not at that level yet.
Don't be jealous, Maddie.
I told you, I'd show them to you if you really wanted.
The offer's there.
No, thanks.
I flashed you in my bra once because it was the 30-hour marathon and we were a bit delirious last year. If you've just joined the show, we were on air for 30 hours straight and Maddie's still hanging on to the fact that Crevo accidentally saw my boobs once when I was living with a mutual friend and I didn't realise Crevo was home and I went to do the nudie walk from my room to the bathroom.
Why do you need to explain it? Just go with Crevo's seen your boobs.
I'm setting the record straight. Some people may not know the story.
Exactly right.
And so Maddie always brings it up. Oh. And then in the delirium of the 30-hour marathon, Maddie was like, all right, come on.
I regret saying anything.
Show him.
So I flashed him in my bra. He said, bra only.
Do you know what, Crevo? I haven't said this to you yet, though.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I do feel better now, Jade, because after the show yesterday, we were talking about, like, manscaping and ladiescaping around the team, and Jade wanted to show me her situation.
Her lady garden.
And that's when I had to, like, you know, step back. I'm like, no, too far. So the friendship's there, I guess, Jack.
Like, the offers are all there. You're just not...
Yeah, well, funny
not
that.
Taking, you're not taking the friendship
seeing,
to the next level.
Seeing Maddie get a bit awkward because he bats for the other team.
I feel like this is the perfect story we're talking about next, actually.
Oh, okay. Tell us more.
A couple went into court and they couldn't agree on certain things that were being sorted out in court. And they requested from the judge legal permission to sort it out with samurai swords. I've got the full details on this bizarre story for you in just a couple of minutes.
Morgan Evans, Stay Drunks, kicking off your Thursday. It's 6:08. Good morning. Morgan Evans, Stay Drunk, Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. You with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Now, you're just telling us before about this interesting dispute in a court over in the States, Crevo.
Yeah, so this couple, they're trying to sort out their divorce at the moment and they went into the courtroom and they've requested of the judge the right to settle this by samurai sword fight.
Well. Backwards. Is that even legal? Because
no.
Technically in a samurai fight, one has to... It goes to the death.
That's right. Well, I mean, it's interesting, like, the idea for the law, the right by trial by combat, is actually inherited from British common law. And it was the basis of the US legal system. So it wasn't the craziest idea to try and, like, shuffle this in, because a lot of old laws, especially in the States, if you can find precedent for it, you can sometimes, like, get things done that way.
So hold up. Are they Japanese? Were they Japanese?
No, no, no. This is over in the States.
Yeah, but I'm just seeing if the clients were Japanese.
No, they
were. So they could. So realistically, they might be both crap sword fighters.
Yeah, absolutely right.
I mean, clearly a lot of bitterness between them. I mean, if you're wanting to engage in a samurai sword fight, I feel like you should probably just, you know, go your separate ways.
I'm just confused. Well, like, I'm not confused. I'm just finding it baffling because obviously one of them's going to be better at the other to, like, throw the idea out there thinking, oh, I can win.
Well, it's the husband, isn't it?
Yeah, the husband was the one that requested this.
Oh, see, there you go.
Woman hater.
Obviously the judges said no, no, no. But it's not the first time somebody's tried to invoke trial by combat within the last couple of decades. Back in 2002, this is over in the UK, somebody wanted to basically have the opportunity to fight somebody from the, like, our RTA because... this was because he had a fine for, like, driving his motorcycle off the off-road.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want the right to trial by combat with somebody from the RTA because of my £25 fine.
Do you know what's quite sad about this? I mean, these two were obviously deeply in love at some point.
Very true.
And now, fast forward... X amount of years, they want to chop each other up.
The sword Very sleeves disgusting. Are off.
Yeah, I mean...
I guess that's the official term.
Swords, I think...
You know how they...
It's a scabbard.
A scabbard? Yeah. There you go. The scabbards are off.
So, I feel
Wouldn't
like...
Wouldn't that be a fun fight to commentate?
Didn't know that. What is it? A scabbard?
Scabbard.
Yeah. I think that's the right word.
Yep, Hamish is confirming.
Excellent.
That is correct, guys.
Excellent.
Well done.
We live and we learn, don't we?
We do indeed. Hey, up next, we are playing our brand new game. What's Crevo packing? You've got your little leather tin bag there, Crevo.
What I do? I've got an item inside. Mm. And I'll give you a clue, of course.
Only one hand today. It was two yesterday.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, sometimes I just need to pack it with one hand and sometimes it's two.
Okay, fair enough.
Clue with this one. Be careful not to get the snip. What am I packing today?
Mm. Ooh, right, good clue.
Nobody likes a snip.
It scares me.
Mm.
Mm. You don't want to get the snip?
Nah, no need for me.
Okay. 13:10:09, what am I packing this morning? Double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown, if you get this right.
Okay, it's 6:15 with the Novos on New FM. All thanks to Macca's. Good morning.
The Novos, what's Crevo packing?
We have a double pass up for grabs to Reading Cinemas Charlestown, 13:10:09, if you want to play What's Crevo Packing. So you've got an item in your back. Pack there, your little tin bag. Yeah. And
I love that that's taken off.
What was the clue you gave away?
That we don't want to, you got to be careful because you don't want to get the snip.
That's right. So that's the first clue.
And Maddie, you said you don't need the snip?
No, I don't want it.
Don't want the snip.
Snipping in general scares me.
Does it?
Does it not enough. You?
Nothing to be afraid of.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's go to the phone, shall we? Good morning, Tara. How are you today?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well, Tara. Now, have you been listening to this game and playing along this week? And if so, have you had success?
Yes, I have, actually.
Yeah, you've been nailing it all week.
Yeah, I've been listening all week.
Excellent.
Well, and thanks for listening.
We appreciate that. What have you got on for today? Busy one?
Going to work again.
I see on our screen here, we've got Tara has 4 days off after today. What do you do for a job, Tara?
I work in mining.
I don't know what it is, right? So this same time yesterday, Tara, this very same game, we had two miners call up and play. And now you today...
Yeah, big shout out to all
on?
The miners
Hello,
out there.
Hello, miners out there. Yay. We really are zeroed in on a demographic there.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I love it.
Have you? Does the radio play down in the mine, Tara? Is that even possible?
It does a little bit, cuts in and out sometimes.
There you go.
That amazes me.
Heard underground, guys. Some would say dead and buried. All right, Tara.
How many times have you heard that joke?
Too many.
Yeah.
Do you want to give Tara another clue, please, Crevo?
No, I think Tara's got it.
I think you're confident.
Let's do it. What do you think it is?
Scissors?
Yeah, of course it is.
Scissors.
Well done.
That was an easy one. Yeah.
That was.
double pass, Reading Cinemas, Charlestown, all yours, Tara. Thank you for joining the show today.
And thanks to all the miners who are listening.
I know, yeah. I love that.
You know another job.
Some shows get the truckies, we get the miners.
I'm glad.
So am I.
Hey, we'll tell you what we can get here. Coming up after this, we had a very interesting discussion yesterday, Jade. It was you, me, producer Jackson. Krivo was out of the room, but it had to do with man slash ladyscaping.
Mm.
We just kind of did around the team because it turns out producer Jackson manscapes on the daily.
That's very often.
A lot of work.
Well, I think he likes. Everyone should.
Do you just do it like at shower time or like at the end of the day or before you come to work?
Yeah, just when I'm doing my shower routine. I think like I do it while I'm doing my teeth and stuff like that. It's about a 40-minute...
At the same time?
No, not at the same time. It's like a 40-minute regime that I go through every night, but it's just to keep yourself tidy. It's respectful to your partner.
You know what? This is what we want to do this morning. 13:10:09, prizes on offer. Is it selfish to not man slash ladyscape?
See, I don't think it is. But I'll delve into that a little bit more in a sec.
You think it's for it to grow wild? Okay.
I don't know. How? That's disgusting. I mean,
whatever you're into. But this is the debate we're going to have, it seems.
Maddie's shocked.
I'm just mortified at
it. Looks like he's going to fall off his little perch.
You're doing a Jade growl over overgrown pubic hair. Right, Jade. 6:26 news with Hamish next. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Krivo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Krivo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
A little bit bummed, guys, because we were going to be hosting the Cinema Under the Stars at Spears Point this Friday. But it's been cancelled due to the rain. So apparently we're meant to be getting rain for the next 4 days.
I mean, you got to be happy about that.
Yeah, which is great. We need it.
We need the rain. But at the same time, it sucks to be having to cancel
so
that rain.
Smashing the East Coast. So, yeah, pretty much until Tuesday, the sun won't be out.
We'll give you a heads up if they'll reschedule. But for this stage, if you're going...
It's cancelled.
It's cancelled.
Don't turn up.
Hey, we had a big chat on the show yesterday, or after the show, rather, about man slash ladyscaping, trimming the hedges, folks, around the team. What are we doing?
Mine depends on the day, the vibe, and how...
It takes more than a day to grow, Jade.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes all the week. Like, it depends if sometimes I might let it grow out and be all woman. Other times I might shave it.
Shave it.
Yeah. I don't like waxing. I don't mind the Nair.
So you take the roots and all out?
Yeah, well, if you wax, you do, but I'm paying someone to do that.
Really?
I tried it once. Well, my mum tried to help me, and it didn't go down well.
Jeez, mother-daughter relationship right there.
That's bizarre.
Krivo, what about you?
Been close with your family.
Jade.
I'll say, very, very close.
So hey, what Jade is saying, she's into a bit of everything. Depends on the mood. What are you doing?
I just keep it trimmed, but not like...
Scissors?
Scissors or yeah, the like little the buzzer?
So you don't use the clippers?
No, scissors. And I usually just go for like, I guess it's about a centimetre, the hair is about a centimetre, but you got to remember a curly hair, so it sort of looks shorter than that.
Oh, you got curly pubes, there you go.
Yeah, I do. Because I got a curly hair.
Care to reveal, Hamish, or a bit too much?
Oh, yeah,
no,
sure, get the shears out, okay?
You get the shears out?
Yeah, why not?
You got to say tidy.
Interesting.
It's funny, I can actually picture you, Hamish, and Krivo. Yeah, because obviously you're
don't
doing
think
it like...
About
we
it too
thought
much.
Both of you would have a big bush, actually. We did discuss
this.
Yeah,
we did. I knew that you guys would both have hair there, because we discussed it, but I can imagine you use like a hairdresser. You know how the hairdresser gets a bit of hair between the fingers and pulls it up and then decides to do the snip?
Well, 13:10:09, because I think, right, if you're in a relationship, it's very selfish not to keep it maintained.
Oh, unless you're into that.
I just think, you know what? Who wants to look at that?
Some people do.
Some people
very
do.
I think
you're like, you're misunderstanding. I think some people are into the long hair.
Surely not.
They are.
They are, Maddie. I'm telling you.
I'm just getting a mental image of going to the hairdressers and they say, you know, after and you go, well, now you ask.
Prizes are on offer. 13-10-09. Man / ladyscaping. Is it selfish not to keep it kept nice downstairs? We'll do it next after Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Uptown Funk live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. Partly cloudy today. High chance of showers currently 21 at Singleton, 22 at Carrington. We're having quite the debate here at the Novos this morning. To manscape / ladyscape or not to manscape / trim the hedges, guys. Now, we just revealed before, Jade, you're actually open to leaving the wild growth there because your husband... Benny, he's sorry, Benny, if you're listening to this, she's revealed this, but what do you do?
Yeah.
He's wild and free down there.
Yeah, pretty well much. It's only if I ever, you know, sometimes go down that region, you know, you might get a hair in the mouth. I'll think, okay, mate.
Like caught just, in the teeth or whatever.
Yeah, it's just like,
it's like stuck in there.
Just do a little trim. But I don't mind it wild and free and... And you
like
know,
free dental floss,
man.
Producer Jackson and I think are on the same page on this topic. I mean, I'm not as hectic as him manscaping, trimming the hedges on the daily, but I mean, it's just, I think it's just respect for your partner, you know. You've got to pull out the hedge trimmers sometimes.
The 70s are back.
No, they're not.
Yes,
they'll never be back.
You know what? I'm sort of with Jade on this in a way. I just think
I don't want to see the boulders, you know, like with nothing around the that area.
Like
and
the Elgin Marbles.
A lot of people, actually.
You guys are painting a very strange picture of the person that you're into.
I know.
Daily manscaping or whatever, do you know what I mean? Be respectful. I mean, each to their own, but...
Common courtesy, Jackson.
It makes you avoid getting complacent with it, because I feel like it's one of them things where people just let it go, and then 10 years down the track, people can't notice you because you just look like a mound of... I don't know, tumbleweed or something.
Come off it, Jackson.
I love that you've integrated this into your daily routine because I think you're right. I think this is what you need to do to keep the consistency there. And I tell you what, one thing, a lot of people don't actually know, though, how to, like, trim the hedges properly. Mm. I found an instructive video, actually.
Good.
The folks at Bunnings have helped us out today.
I'm going to show you how to trim a hedge. At the moment, we're going to trim a... non-established hedge, which means we're just going to take a little bit off the top. We're going to leave the sides because we want that to fill out a little bit.
Oh, they're very helpful there, aren't they?
They are. They really know, you know.
They know their stuff.
Give the advice.
They know their stuff, how to deal with a tool.
Katrina, is it selfish to man or to not manscape or ladyscape? Katrina.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. So where do you sit on this? Is it selfish not to ladyscape or manscape?
So my thoughts on it is a lady needs to be clean at all times, shaved completely, maybe a little bit of hair, but not a lot. I love the new hedge trimmers, the new trimmers that have come out, and you can do like love hearts and stars and make pretty little pictures.
That's cool, Jade. You're into that.
Look at you perk up.
Imagine, Jade, you do like a little picture of a unicorn.
I've actually tried to shave Ben's initials once upon a time there, and it's hard. No, Katrina, I'm sure you tried, like, especially when you were younger. Like, you think, oh...
Yeah, I think I've given it all a go, to be honest.
Girls have done it. We've tried to do it for our man
like
at some point.
Like a little arrow, maybe?
This way.
Hey, Katrina.
Street controller.
Katrina, what's in fashion for you at the moment? Do you have the love heart, or you've weeded the whole garden?
I've weeded the whole garden.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea, actually. Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts, Katrina. We're going to put you on the standby list for New FM Summer Cruise.
Brilliant.
Wow, guys. Very, very wide range.
That just shows, you know, everyone's got their own taste, doesn't it?
Yep, that is true. That is true, Jade.
Well, you know what? The Megxit fever is happening all over the internet at the moment. I don't think you can scroll through your news feed without seeing something on the royal family and the Duke and Duchess of Sussex leaving. Shame, shame. People are getting the bell out. But... There's some interesting merch that's just been released that I want to tell you guys about.
Already?
Oh, I love this. Can't wait to hear about this.
Okay, we'll do it after this at the Novo. 6:47 for your Thursday. Good morning, Newcastle. Good Novos. Andy Grammer, Don't Give Up On Me, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. We're talking Megxit now.
Moving at a much faster pace than that other exit. Operation Megxit is go.
Yeah, this merch, Jade. I'm excited to hear about it.
Okay. So, the internet's gone into absolute meltdown over the Megxit, and now you can finally get some merchandise, fellas.
That took a whole week.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't it? So, you know how we love a coffee mug in our workplace? I'm sure it's similar in others around the country. But there's a Megxit cup that you can now get with the definition of what it actually is.
Fantastic. I love this.
So it's describing as when you leave the toxic relationship to start living your best life. And then it's got in really small underneath it, example, Harry pulled the Megxit and is moving to Canada.
This is brilliant. This is great.
There's actually a couple of mugs. Another one, it says, I've decided to step back as a senior member of my family. Hashtag Megxit. That would probably be good if you're getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Send that to the ex.
You know how some families are just like really clingy or a bit annoying, you know? You could just grab one of those.
Yep.
Perfect.
T-shirts, in
great.
Fact.
Here we go.
Of course, the classic, keep calm and Megxit on.
Brilliant.
Which is going to probably end up.
I love this.
All over everything and tea towels. But they're probably some of the biggest classics at the moment. But apparently they're on Amazon, there are over 250 items to choose from. Isn't that crazy?
I feel like there's more merch for that than the actual royal family.
I know. There's cushions, tote bags, pop sockets even for your phone.
Oh, that little thing there you hold your phone from the back, of course.
Yeah,
I
actually need a new pop socket, so I might get onto that one.
I can see you rocking some of this merch, Jade, because you are obsessed with this.
I am.
The Megxit gear, a little Megxit jacket for Jade.
She won't pay for it, though.
No,
she doesn't want to pay for that.
In fact, I bet you'll be sending this off trying to get a freebie. I talked about your merch on the radio.
I might actually try. But, you know, one of my other favourites is I don't want my grandma to control my social media either. Hashtag support Harry.
That's my fave.
I love that.
Let's wrap it up. Go into the newsroom with Hamish next here at New FM. It's 7:03. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo. The Novo.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, we need your help with something. We need you to tell us how we're doing with the music. Rate the Music is live now at newfm.com.au. Really great prize. Just by doing the survey, guys, takes under 10 minutes. You could score yourself a $500 Westfield Katara spending spree. Really helps the bottom line for families out there. You know, you can fill the fridge for a few weeks with that. Maybe you can be selfish, go buy yourself, you know.
New makeup.
New clothes, whatever you want, really.
Just $500 at Westfield.
It doesn't take that long.
I do it
every time it's there. I know I can't win, but the thing is, the whole point of it is that a lot of the
songs. You work here. You're not allowed to do it.
I know.
You're not meant to.
Yes, I can, because I want to have a say in the music. It's the point. I listen to. I know I can't win it. They're not going to give it to me.
When you put your name in, do you use a fake name? So they don't know that you're doing it.
Using Laid Jada.
No, I use my name.
Oh, naughty girl, Jade.
Well,
naughty girl. It's not being naughty.
I want to.
No,
but this is the brilliant thing, right? Because you rate the music, they actually base the results off the music, if you didn't know, off what we play.
Yeah,
so
but
you can
guess
have a
what?
Huge effect
on. They don't give a toss what we think of the music.
Yeah, but I'm a statistic.
I'm a statistic. Up next, though, I wanted to do something a bit fun because I feel like at the start of the year, people are a bit tired. They're getting back into work this week.
Definitely.
And something I've noticed over the last year doing renos and stuff is tradies, they love to have some different breakfasts. Now, what I mean by this is they'll often go into a servo, you know, they're running late for work, they just go in there and they grab, like, a chalky milk and a bag of chips, or a sausage roll and a Twix.
You can normally get the Coke and the sausage roll combo.
A deal like that. Now, tradies can get away with this because they burn so many calories in their work. They're lifting heavy things, you know.
What a life.
They're, you know, working hard like that. So what I thought we could do, 13 10 09, have you had one of these tradie breakfasts this week? Or maybe, you know, you've seen tradies who are doing this.
And, like, what's your must-have tradie breakfast? What can't you not start your day without?
Just throwing out there, maybe you don't even have to be a tradie.
Maybe you're just having a tradie-style breakfast.
Yeah.
A Snickers and a pie.
I feel like the definite staple, though, is a chocolate milk.
Well, you sometimes
or an iced coffee.
Have a tradie breakfast occasionally.
I love a good tradie's breakfast. Because I used to work in the paint shop. Mm.
You see them, like, all coming in, like, with, did you?
Not quite a tradie, but around tradies. Yeah. So I thought, you know what, I can have a tradie breakfast too, guys.
Feel part of the gang.
Absolutely. We're going to do it straight after Katy Perry. Call now with your tradie breakfast prizes on offer. Never Really Over at New FM. Good morning. Katy Perry, Never Really Over with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. We're live across Newcastle, currently sitting on 23 degrees at Redhead, 20 at Maitland.
This morning we're talking about tradie breakfast because it is early in the year and everyone's a bit tired still. They're still, like, getting over the holiday hangover sort of thing. So a lot of tradies on the road, got 5 minutes up the sleeve, stop into a servo and grab a saucy roll and a chalky milk.
Yeah. You know
what I love, so when I come to work, right, there's a whole stretch of shops that cater solely to tradie breakfasts. There's a pie shop and a shop that sells chicken schnitzel rolls.
And there's a 7-Eleven.
And a 7-Eleven. Only a tradie's grabbing a chicken schnitzel roll at 5:30 a.m. I love it.
Oh, they've got a big day on, you know? They need that energy.
Exactly.
13 10 09 to join the show. Spots on our summer cruise are for grabs.
All right, we've got Matt on the line. Hey, Matt, what's your tradie breakfast must-have?
What I must have is usually 2 to 3 cans of Rockstar with about 2 cheese and bacon traveller's pies.
If
I'm really pushing it, I'll go the sushi.
And some sushi.
What a new age mix in. I wasn't expecting that.
Matt, you're off to 7-Eleven, aren't you? Because they're the only shop at that time that have all those things good to go.
Yep.
Dude, how are you still alive? Did you say 4 to 5 cans of Rockstar?
No.
3.
2 to 3.
2 to 3. Whoa.
Still, what a legend. What trade are you doing?
Yeah. Pardon?
What trade are you doing?
I'm a glazier, so I'm working with glass.
Oh, yeah. You've got to be alert, don't you?
Very alert. Very on top of things. Very on top of things. Brilliant. Matt, you're on the standby list for New FM Summer Cruise. Congratulations.
G'day, Anthony.
G'day. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. So what's your tradie breakfast?
White long rolls. Bacon, egg, and melted cheese, coated in hot chips and barbecue sauce.
And what time in the morning are you normally getting that?
About 9 a.m.
You know, Matt, wow, that's a beautiful sounding breakfast.
It's pretty filling, mate.
Oh, it's doing things to me.
Matty's salivating.
You know what? I love that. If anyone can bring me one to try, I'll be forever grateful.
I love that it's like a bacon egg roll, and then with chips on it, please. That's what you takes it.
What are you guzzling it down with? Coke, Sprite?
Oh, God. If I'm having a can of V.
Yeah, of course. Actually, V is my choice of all the energy drinks.
Hey, Anthony, are you having this on the reg? Like, are you doing this daily?
No, mate. I used to. When I was a player, I'm
going to
have it on the daily, but...
Oh, wow.
Now it's a special treat, once in a while.
It's a special, yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. What trade do you do?
Boilermaker.
Perfect. Nice. You've got hard work. Of course you need a lot of calories to get the day going.
Oh, well, do you know what? And tradies don't have time to stuff around.
That's
like,
right.
Sometimes you need to combine two meals into one.
That's it.
Hey, man, we're going to put you on the standby list for the summer cruise. Good luck with that. Love that. I'm going to try one of those rolls this week, I think.
Are ya?
Oh, sounds so good.
Oh, I couldn't do it for Racky.
I'd have like a taste, I reckon, and then that'd do me.
Nah, the whole thing. And a chocolate move.
You were born a tradie paint shop.
Yeah, I think is Maddie food. Like a...
You missed your calling, Maddie.
A secret tradie.
Yeah.
Multifaceted person, guys. Up next, though, found this interesting article, and I want to get your thoughts on it next. So how do you think you guys are when it comes to texting? Just your general text etiquette, texting people back, your grammar, you know.
Even on Messenger texting or just...
Same, any text, yeah, texting, Messenger.
I'm terrible, to be honest. I went out with a mate on Friday, a couple of friends, was Michelle. Shout out to her because she sent me a follow-up text saying how much fun she had and I still haven't gotten back, so my apologies. I did read it. I've just been slack. I'm meaning to get back
to
it.
Ring the shame bell.
Yeah,
ring
it is bad. Bell. I'm terrible.
I'm not too bad, but sometimes I don't give a lot of detail on my reply.
Yeah, that is true. Well, I actually have I've done a little thing with myself, so I feel like I've been doing somebody wrong with my lack of text etiquette.
Okay.
So I'm going to reveal that next to someone here on the team.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I don't feel... I noticed last night, actually.
I
don't feel right. Okay. I need to address it. So we're going to do it next at the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Nickelback, we're live across Newey on 105.3 New FM. It's 7:24 with the Novos. It's all thanks to McDonald's, guys. Self-awareness is a great thing sometimes because last night, been going through my messages and we're talking about text etiquette and I've realised I suck. I really do suck at replying to people. And I'm not proud of it. Am I that ignorant and in my own world that I don't reply sometimes?
Do you want honesty?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yes, you can be.
So the way I've
feel better now. You feel good. You got that off your chest.
Here's my opinion of your text etiquette. So I just think sometimes, you're sleeping or you've got this other phone number now.
You can't always assume.
Well,
what do you mean?
Do you know what, Crevo? You are correct. I feel like
you know me
better than Jade now because I do sleep a lot.
I know you sleep a lot too.
And what happens, right? I might receive a message or a DM on Insta and I'll see it when I'm like half asleep and then I'll fall back asleep and then I'll forget about it. And I do have to say, do you know what? You guys, you got nothing to whinge about. I'm very attentive to you two. Jade, you just send an excessive amount of messages.
You need to dial it up a little.
No, you just send an excessive amount of messages that no normal person could keep up with.
That's not true.
Jackson.
Yeah, hello.
I felt really bad, right, because yesterday I was looking through my messages and you send me a lot of videos on Insta, like with DM videos, and sometimes I don't send any back, and there was some there was one yesterday. There was three videos Jackson sent me. Look at this, guys. 11:15 p.m. Three videos, no response from me. Another two videos on Monday, no response. Yesterday, another video, and then I reply. And I'm not doing it on purpose.
Have you watched the videos?
I've watched them.
And then just decided, you know what, doesn't even warrant
but
my
if
reply.
But sometimes I feel like if I watch them too late and they're not relevant anymore, like it's going to be weird if I respond back to Jackson and be like, oh.
Oh, I don't know.
Have you had an issue with this, Jackson? Have you thought Maddie sucks at replying?
No, I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, Matthew, about 200 people get them videos.
I thought that might be the case.
Yeah, so
you're on a mailing list.
I thought that might be the case.
Yeah, I just hit recently send, so it just sends it out to everybody. But,
aww.
Here's Maddie thinking he's getting a personalised little videos.
Do you ever send me a personalised video?
I don't think so. Nothing's springing to mind, so probably not.
I don't feel bad anymore.
I don't feel special anymore because then I'm always going to feel I'm on one of those mail outs from Jackson.
A mass mail out.
Do you know why that is, Jay?
Why?
Because you are. Everyone is. I'm not personalising anything. I don't reply to messages. I don't directly send people messages. If you want me, call me.
Yeah, you know what? Like, we were just talking briefly before about this.
I feel used.
About, you know, text etiquette. Jackson sends through just a screenshot of his home screen. And at first I was like, what am I looking at here? And then you look down the bottom, his text count of unread messages is at 40.
Oh, look at that.
His email count is at 205.
And I'm sorry, Jackson, I've turned now because you just said, if you want me, call me. Also, 10 missed calls.
Oh, I also screen calls profusely. I'm on the road a lot.
You know what? Jade's mouth is hanging wide open, Jackson. She's not happy.
I'm just in shock, really.
Sorry, baby girl.
Didn't expect that to go that way. Couldn't have gone better in my eyes.
Oh, dear. Hey, guys, celeb loot. Guess yes. what? I've got some news for you.
Another clue?
I don't know who I've been tickling, but I've got approval for another clue today. Woo! It's Clue Week, in fact, here at UFM. Yes. Yesterday, we did give away another clue. Let's play the audio. We'll give away the clue that we did yesterday for celeb number one, and then after that, we'll reveal another one. Here they are.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
13 10 09. If you want to have a go, $1,000 up for grabs. Call now, 13 10 09. And the clue, Crevo, yesterday was?
Yesterday's clue was that for the celeb number one, that they're a DJ who is often known also as like a slang for a body part.
Correct. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. News time next.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Big shout out to Happy Mobile Cafe. They hook us up with the free coffees and they're always delicious.
Oh, look at Hamish straight up out of his chair, running in here to get his morning fix.
He knows where it's at.
Come he does.
I love it. I've changed to almond milk, actually.
How are you going? You've actually been rolling strong with this all week. I'm proud of you.
Hey, I like it. Almond milk's quite nice, actually.
I tried it yesterday and then I've gone for the espresso. This morning.
Oh, you fancy.
Greedy mini Crevo.
Look at the baby cup. It's like...
It's a piccolo.
You look like a giant holding it.
Do I have very large hands or a tiny cup? I'll let you be the judge. And if you want to judge for yourself, Facebook live stream, have a look.
Check it out.
Crevo comes in with two cups. Little greedy piggy.
What happened?
Admit, Crevo.
I went out there
Big
and
diva
I said,
you are.
Because I couldn't see any of the coffees, right? They were, like, tucked away to the side. And I said, can I change my order? Thinking they haven't made any yet. And they said, yes. And then revealed the coffees were
They're too nice.
Oh, no.
They should have said,
Benny.
Mate, you get one chance. Should have messaged earlier.
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to drink the other one, too?
Of course I am.
Oh, good.
Hey, Trevor likes cold coffee. It doesn't bother me. So he'll get this coffee at 7:30 and he'll still be drinking it at 10, 11 o'clock. Yeah.
Doesn't bother me at all.
So backwards. Backwards? No, it is. The bacteria. Like, when I did barista school, it's actually really bad.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not.
It's fine.
But, hey, you're still alive.
Exactly right. Stop panicking
about nothing.
I drank it a week later. Sure, worry.
Bacteria scares me. But what doesn't scare me is $1,000.
Oh, you do like money.
I love money. Love it. So $1,000 could be yours by guessing these five celebrity voices.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
13 10 09, if you know who any of those celebs are.
Now,
call us now and get a guess.
When do we want to do the clue for voice
two?
Do
it now.
Okay, voice two. Here's the clue. This is a game changer. They are the inventor of something a lot of people have in their home or office.
Interesting. Okay, newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. It's Clue Week here at the Novos. We want to give this cash away. We're going to do it after Kygo. This is Remind Me to Forget. Good morning, Newcastle.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I've just got the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
Newcastle, I have an easy proposition for you. Do you want some free money? Small catch, you just need to tell us who these five people are.
My mom surprises.
Meatloaf.
With the greatest movie of all time.
There we go. All right, so clue time.
Yes.
Because it is clue week. So for voice number one, it's a DJ who is often referred to as like a slang for a body part.
Mm.
And voice number two, they are the inventor of something a lot of people have in their home and or office.
Good clue there, Crevo. Good clue. Phone time.
Mel, how are you this morning?
Hey, Mel.
G'day, Mel.
Oh, hi.
Hey, welcome. How's your morning been?
Not too bad. How about you?
Yeah, we're okay. Yeah, I see you're a banker. You're on your way to work.
I am.
What particular bank do you work for, out of curiosity?
I work for the Greater.
Okay, the Greater
Nice
bank.
One. We had an issue here this morning. We've been having a debate amongst the team,
Mel,
because Jade thinks that the National Australia Bank is abbreviated to NAB, but I call it NAB. Can you shed some light on this topic for us?
I also call it NAB.
Yay!
The National Australia Bank, yeah.
Interesting.
Sucked in, Jade.
I do originate from Queensland.
you pull this out every time.
No, but we have different slang terms for different things. We call it NAB up there, so it was confusing.
Yeah, but you do everything backwards in Queensland, Jade.
That is true.
Even the toilet flushes the other way up there, I think.
Well, Mel, let's have a stab in the dark. Who do you think are these celebrities could be?
I think number five could be Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway?
Negative.
No, sorry.
Sorry, Mel. Thank you, though, for shedding their light on that for us. Of course, Jade, wrong again. Jokes.
Of course, Maddie, right again.
Amber, good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. It's Thursday, almost the weekend.
It's Friday Eve.
I know. Amber, what a sweetheart you are. On our screen here, producer Jackson's written, would help the world if she won millions and thinks 1K is a good start. What a sweetheart.
Oh, that is.
Aww. We did have a very in-depth chat about helping others, and I think there needs to be more of it in the world. I think a lot of people become quite self-absorbed. And I'm just saying, like, $1,000 isn't much, but, you know, you can start. Especially with a lot of people that have been impacted by the bushfires. So,
100%. That's so sweet, Amber. Thank you for listening. Aww. Thank you for joining the show.
Okay, I love it. I love you guys. And I met Jade at Woolies at Market Town. It made my day.
So. Oh, Amber, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, my steak was great, by the way. I think I got the sirloin.
Sirloin.
The sirloin.
So, that's the question. Was it good?
It was amazing. Yeah, Woolies at Market Town. It was delicious.
Oh, do you work at Woolies, Amber?
Yeah.
I am a manager with Woolworths. I absolutely love Woolworths. That's why I pick Woolies.
Yeah, because you're the, what was it, the customer service, like, rep it, so you do something in customer service.
This is manager.
Yeah, manager and assistant customer service manager. Yeah. I love it. Love Woolies.
I do shop at Woolies at Market Town.
I don't work at Market Town.
She goes to different store.
Oh, well, I'm a Woolies guy. That's enough.
Thank you.
No worries.
That's all you need to hear.
Legend. Oh, thanks, Amber. Thanks for calling.
Plug City. Amber, what do you think the celebs, who do you think the celebs are?
So I've been racking my head about DJ number one because I'm a music buff and I cannot get it. Number two, is it Steve Jobs?
No, sorry.
No, thank you though. Last one, let's go to Emily.
Emily, how are you?
Hi, how you going?
Really well, thanks. And I hear you say it's NAB and not NAB as well.
Oh, it's NAB.
Yeah.
Definitely NAB.
Excellent. Of course it is. Of course it is. All right. Well, let's try and win you $1,000. We just need these celebs. Who do you think they are?
Well, look, my guess was Steve Jobs, so I'm going to change it.
Good.
Okay.
Maybe Bill Gates, but I don't think that's right now.
Number two, Crevo, who is it?
It's Bill Gates.
Oh, boom. There we go. Number two, congratulations.
You've locked one away.
Hey, we're going to give you a double pass. Oh, not a double pass, rather. A double bottle of wine. So we've got Hunter Valley Wine here, red and white. They're all yours, okay? Just for guessing Bill Gates.
Did you want to guess any others?
Well, I was thinking Meghan Markle as voice number three.
No.
Sorry about that.
There it is. Congrats on the wine, though. Four more celebs to go. Playing again before 9 o'clock this morning, guys. Coming up next, though, Crevo. Jade, I've been noticing a lot about you this week. Mm. You know, we've been on holidays, I've forgotten some things, and I forgot how much of a stinge in life you really are sometimes. Okay. I've compiled a list of little things that we need to discuss.
Okay.
I think you're asking people around the office for too much.
You say stinge. Is this coming to money?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll see in a second. Okay. But I think people in the office are starting to realise, Jade, that... You know,
you say stinge, I say being smart with money.
I don't really know what this is about.
You're going to get a surprise. Producer Jackson, he's in on this as well. We're doing it next at the Novos. Good morning. Green Day, time of your life. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. We're talking stingy Jade. I feel for you sometimes, Jade, because you just give us so much material to do interventions with you.
Mm. You know, it's very entertaining for us.
It's been me all week. I think I've almost had an intervention every day.
Well, you know, it's good that you have some of us that are looking out for you, you know, and how you're perceived to the office. Now, let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Jackson, yesterday, I found out two things. First of all, Jade...
Mm.
I know you like to save a dollar here and there.
Yes.
But it was revealed to me, Crevo, get this, Jackson has provided Jade with all of his streaming passwords so she all doesn't have to pay for her streaming.
Oh, for the Foxtel.
For the Foxtel. For the Foxtel. Yeah. How much is that per month, Jackson? About $20?
I think with the baggage that I've got, it's about $40.
$40 a month.
Now, and I appreciate
it. Can you tell me, Jackson, how often are you using the Foxtel app to stream anything?
Very rarely, actually.
So you're paying $40 a month
something
for
you don't
Jade
even use.
To have Foxtel.
I just watch Kardashians.
Mm. Tell me, Jade, why do you think that's acceptable?
Because I asked... Actually, Jackson offered, didn't you, Jackson?
I did, and I said to Maddie yesterday, I felt bad because I was like, now that I've moved so far away, I don't get to hang out with you much. Aww. So I thought that this was like a way of hanging out. Yeah. A way of being like, oh, here you go.
Here's something to make up for it.
Fill your time with this instead of chilling with me.
That's really sweet. I actually think that's a nice gesture.
$40 saved for Jade's bottom line.
All right.
Done.
Is there more to this?
Yep. So also, there was a discussion yesterday, Jade, that Crevo, that Jade could possibly be one of your newest employees for your buy and sell business. She's trying to swindle a job out of you because she wants extra coin.
Well, I mean, I haven't even decided if I wanted to employ anyone yet, and you were very quick in there. But Jackson did make a good point. Maybe we should, because what we do here is so much fun.
You don't want to ruin the relationship.
I don't think I want to mix business and pleasure.
Never.
Yeah, but I tell you, I'm a delight to work with. I bring joy to your work shed at home. We'd have fun.
Now, one of the jobs that...
We'd be able to play Antiques Roadshow together.
There
like,
you go.
Constantly.
Crevo's like a solid...
Yeah, it's business.
No, Maddie's just trying to ruin it, our little venture together.
Stop. Honestly, I agree with Maddie. That Antiques Roadshow special would be the UFC edition because the negotiations going down in that studio yesterday were beyond.
Too much. Crevo, one of the duties involved in this job is taking pictures of items
that you find or purchase
to put online. Now, Jade, of course, doesn't have a camera. Jackson, what did she ask you yesterday? Because you, of course, are a photographer. Trust Jade to not want to buy the kit to do the job. What did she ask you?
She hit me up for a free DSLR.
Mm,
and like a proper expensive camera. What's one of those worth?
About $2,000.
But I said only until I do a couple of photography gigs and then I'll buy my own camera and you can have it back. I'm very good with my things.
Or you could invest in your own.
Yeah, but I don't have the money to outlay such a pricey item straight off the bat.
Why is it somebody else's
job to
make
what, Maddie,
help you make money?
Just because you don't think of these things before I do.
It's not that. I'm just a normal person that doesn't ask people for thousands of dollars worth of equipment and password. I do pay for my own Spotify, my own streaming
services.
Well,
if it makes you feel better, I actually do piggyback my Netflix and my Disney.
Who's Netflix off?
My mum's.
Who's the Disney off?
My sister-in-law.
Shocking. Pay for your own.
No wonder you're so rich.
Oh, sorry. Late addition to the team. Pull the DVD out of your bag that you brought in this morning. God, this involves Hamish.
All right.
What's the DVD, Jade?
Starship Troopers.
There's a sticker on it that says $1.50. You've got it from the Hawk shop or something. You've got it from Cashies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, what's the problem with it? It's skipping at the end.
It skips at the end. I can't get through the end. So I went back and I told them about it. And I said, look.
$1.50. I want my $1.50 back.
I actually said to them, I want to keep the movie. I just said, next time you get a Starship Troopers in, can I exchange? I don't want my money back. I just want the movie in good condition.
How many times have you watched it?
Well, once, because I can't get through to the end.
Okay, so Jade's wants to either exchange it or get it fixed in the little machine that stops it skipping. Hamish walked in this morning and revealed that he, in fact, does have a copy at home.
I do, yeah.
You very kindly said to Jade, oh, I should, as a joke, I'm sure, just give you my copy. Jade's eyes widen. She perks right up and she goes, I'll give you $1.50 for it. Again, Jade.
I think $1.50 is an acceptable rental fee, to be honest.
Thank you.
But I bought this one for $1.50.
But it doesn't work. Hamish's copy works.
That's a broken copy. That's the price of a broken
copy. Stop messing with my negotiation. You're ruining it for me.
Good. Good.
Stop it.
No good, Jade. You got to stop this. Pay for your own stuff.
Oh.
Everyone's sick of it.
When I get a pay rise.
We're all on the same money here, and we all manage to pay for our own things.
In my defence, now, for those who think I'm being a real stingy out there, being a woman is a lot harder.
Oh, don't pull that card.
No, it's true. You know, we have to pay to get our hair done, if we want our nails done.
You choose to be blonde, doll. Embrace the grey.
Clothes are more expensive. And it's actually apparently called a vintage blonde, I learnt, when I went to their hairdressers the other day. They don't call it grey hair anymore.
Charges cost more,
they say,
it?
We see you've got some vintage blondes.
Yeah. Anyway. I love you, Jade, but it's got to stop. It's got to stop. People are starting to talk.
Mainly us for entertainment, but we're still people, aren't we?
Oh, look, we're going to go to the news next at New FM. It's 8:02.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Over the break, guys, I was talking to my friend who's got a young kid.
Yeah.
And they were saying that their child is obsessed with Peppa Pig. Now they
I'm over Peppa Pig.
Are you ever into it in the first place?
Well, no, look, what they said at the start, right, it was sort of like convenient because, you know, that the child would be, you know, causing trouble or a bit unsettled, throwing Peppa Pig, everything was at peace with the world.
Mm.
Over time, though, it's become a major problem because that's all they'll watch.
Yeah, Peppa Pig.
It's got to be on the TV. It's got to be on the
tablet.
Then
the toys come out at Christmas time, the Peppa Pig toys that, you know, you just can't escape from.
From it just starts. It's almost as bad as that Baby Shark song.
Tickle Me Elmo.
I don't have kids,
but
even, like, for not even having kids, I was getting sick of Baby Shark and Peppa Pig and just everything. I want to forget it.
Anyway, what I thought we could do, bit of a fun one, bit of a light one. 131009, what is your kid into that you wish that they weren't? So maybe it's something like your Peppa Pig, which is just driving you mad. You cannot deal with it anymore.
Frozen, of course, Frozen 2 out at the moment.
Oh, see, I'm still on board that one.
No, of course you are.
Jade, let it go. 131009, what is your kid obsessed with that you just wish they were not?
All right, prizes on offer. We'll do it straight after Taylor Swift. This is You Need to Calm Down with the Novos live across Newcastle, 13 past 8. Good morning. Showers on the way. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo for your Thursday, 8:16. It's all thanks to Maccas.
We're talking about when your kid is obsessed with something and you just wish they hadn't gotten into it. This is after my friend, their child really got into the Peppa Pig. At first they allowed it and now they regret it.
See, it is a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because on one hand, it's like, let's keep the kids entertained for periods of time so I can relax as a parent. Second side of that is exactly that. It becomes very annoying.
Well, mine was getting into horses, so they kept buying me horse figurines and stuff, and you've heard my horse sound
effect. It makes so much sense now.
So all I used to do was, like, pretend to be a horse and I'd be playing with the figurines. I'd be neighing around. Mum said it used to drive her nuts.
Go on,
and then, was it around your 17th or 18th birthday they said, that's enough.
That's enough.
You know, Jade. The time that I've worked with Jade, I mean, this what she's about to do, this is why I bring it up so much. It'll just be a long, life-lasting memory for me. Do your horsey, Jade.
All right, this is why, okay? The first time for the year, the legacy? Okay.
Your poor mother.
So all the time I'd be at home doing that, Mum said it drove her nuts. I think that's why she dashed my dreams as becoming an apprentice jockey. I'm not kidding. So I can relate.
So much to unpack for another time.
All right, let's go to the phones. Kev, good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, we're good, man. Tell me, what do you wish your kids weren't into?
Oh, mate, it started off with that baby shark. It's so annoying.
The baby shark?
Yeah.
What do they...
mate, once you get it in your head, you can't get it out, eh?
That is very true, Ken. So what did you do to combat this?
Oh, well, then she got out of that, she went into bingo.
Bingo?
Bingo.
Yeah.
The game?
Oh,
the
little blue cattle dog.
Oh, Bingo was his name, oh.
little blue cattle dog is his family.
Okay, all right. And what is it now?
Paw Patrol. And it's gone, not now, it's gone from Paw Patrol to JoJo.
Oh, JoJo.
Oh, JoJo, see you.
My five-year-old daughter, everything JoJo, mate.
Yeah, she's next level, Jo Siwa, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's concerning.
You kept telling me, Dad, can you take me to JoJo's house? I want to go to JoJo's house.
Oh, that's sweet. How old is she, Kev?
5-year-old.
Oh, bless her heart. That is really sweet, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You still love her. You can't help it, can you?
Oh, thanks for your call, Kev.
Oh, that's sweet. Love what it. A dad. He knows everything that she was into. Hey, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. So, is it your child that's into something that's incredibly annoying?
No, it's my grandson, actually.
Oh, and what is it?
What is it?
Barney the Dinosaur.
Wow. Is Barney still going strong?
I didn't know that.
Well, he's not on TV, but my daughter's got YouTube, and she puts it on all the time on TV.
Oh, you do like the cast it?
Yep. Every single time I get there, it's Barney, and he's singing. He does have some really good life lessons, though, so I must admit, he's learning some good things.
See, I feel like Barney was one of the all-time great kids shows. Did you guys grow up on Barney as well?
No.
It was around my like era.
A little bit older.
What about you, Jackson? Barney for you?
Barney,
he's on the phone. He's taking a phone call.
Let's go one more. Katie, how's your day going?
Yeah, good.
So what is your child obsessed with that you wish that they were not?
Well, there are so many things. Currently, this morning, she got a microphone for Christmas, so I'm hearing terribly sounding noise effects. JoJo Siwa we went to on the weekend, that's super annoying. So I'm hearing a lot of remix JoJo this morning. Fantastic. Thank you for the grandparents for giving her that present. Wonderful.
A child with a microphone is never good. I was a terror with a kid. I had one of those like mics that you used to hold. It's like, you know, it was like attached to a little speaker.
You were into radio as a very young kid.
Oh, how cute. Katie, that microphone, out of curiosity, because I had one as a child growing up too, is it one that it can constantly echoes? Like it's a real sort of...
There's so many functions on this thing, and I'm going to probably accidentally hide it shortly.
Do you have it like handy, Katie?
I can.
Can you grab it for us? I just want to hear it.
Where's the microphone? Hang on.
I want to hear the different settings. I want to go back, you know, a bit of nostalgia road.
You want to say something on the microphone?
The Bluetooth device is ready to tell.
You don't? Why don't you say, I love the Novos?
I love the Novos.
I've got to turn it up. I turned it down. Hang on.
There you go.
I love the Novos.
I love the Novos.
Oh, how sweet.
So cute.
Thanks, Katie.
I can see how that might be annoying.
After a while, yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Thanks for your calls, guys. Jade, you've got to get fact up next.
I do, and it's on dueling. Dueling. Like the old-fashioned, you know, let's have a duel, let's fight to the death.
Oh, okay, very good, very good. Mm. We're going to do it
this
next.
This is fascinating.
It's 8:21 at New FM. Good morning. Oh. Jason Mraz, I'm yours with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Krivo, it's 105.3 New FM, currently 23 in Mayfield. Jade's got a get fact for us this morning.
I do, and this is a bit of a spontaneous get fact, because earlier in the show this morning, Krivo, you mentioned that a couple was going to therapy, or they went to a judge.
Yeah, and they asked to settle their dispute with samurai swords based on old English law of the right to a duel.
And terrible. This blew our mind. We thought dueling. Hamish in the newsroom was like, you know what, that would make an interesting get fact. We're like, you know what, you're right. Don't know anything on dueling. So, not so surprising, dueling was actually a common practice in the samurai class system of early Japan. Hmm. And one of the most prominent samurais of his time, Miyamoto Musashi, was said to have fought 60 duels without losing a single one.
Get fact.
Also, why are we playing Western music? We just couldn't find any Japanese music. Oh, that's close.
Look, there's dueling from, you know, the ancient samurais all the way through to the Western world. And
they had guns.
No, but actually in ancient India, it was considered a disgraceful thing to die in bed if you were an old warrior in those days. So they could arrange for a pity duel that allowed him or her to die with their boots on. This practice was called Yadadan, which translates literally to combat charity.
Get fact.
Isn't that interesting?
That's fascinating.
Yeah, because when you hear duel, I would automatically just think, oh, cowboys, bang, bang.
Guns at dawn.
Guns, but no, it's actually like across the world.
All over the world, people are...
Fascinating.
But
getting their swords out for a duel.
Yeah, this will blow your mind, though. This year's the Olympics, actually, isn't it, in Japan?
Yes. 2020.
Of all places. So, not surprisingly, the Olympics have had some strange sports. You know how they always introduce one each year? Apparently, pistol dueling was one in 1908 at the London Olympics, and it was a non-medal event, and participants used wax bullets and wore extensive protection.
Get fact.
First of all, Olympic sport, why'd you bother doing it at the Olympics if you're not going to get a reward for it? What did you get if you won?
Well, I don't know.
Nothing.
Isn't that bizarre?
No, it's just
the satisfaction,
say.
I guess. I guess that's the point of a duel.
The satisfaction of a winning.
And the satisfaction of bringing a new sport to the Olympics.
That's it.
It's almost like Jade with pickleball in Newcastle, bringing pickleball to Newcastle.
Yes.
Same calibre,
yep,
I feel.
You know, the Australian Championships are here later in the year, Krivo.
Jade's taking credit for bringing the pickleball championships
to
Newcastle.
She's the biggest celebrity in the area to do it. So.
Pickleball Australia's celebrity ambassador, Jade Leader. Coming up, we are giving you the chance to get your name on the standby list for New FM's summer cruise. You and a mate could be setting sail, taking in the sights of some of the hottest destinations on the South Pacific aboard the new Carnival Splendor in a spacious twin cabin balcony. If you want to get on that list, give us a call right now at New FM 131009.
Call Hello World Travel or Cruise Travel Centre today to find out how you can save up to $900 per cabin with Carnival Cruise Line. Visit the teams in store today. Cast away to paradise with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Mel, how are you this morning?
Hi, good thanks, Jane. How are you?
Yeah, we're pretty good. So when was the last time you went on a holiday?
Oh, probably about 2 years ago.
And oh, it's time.
Yeah, time to jump aboard a cruise.
My word, sounds wonderful.
Hey, Mel, you're on the standby list. Congratulations.
Hooray.
Of course, it is the last. Yeah, and of course, it is the last week to get your name on the standby list for New FM Summer Cruise. Also, another chance across your workday here at New FM. Jade, you and Krivo are having a bit of a domestic off-air before.
Mm.
Do you want to...
It wasn't a domestic and you started it.
Yeah, that's your fault.
What do you mean I started it? Off you go. Explain what happened.
Oh, so, no, you explain it because you kick-started it.
I asked you guys, I don't know why this popped into my head, but I said rollerblading, cool or naff? And you both said cool. Jackson says naff. I tend to agree with you.
I said it's actually great for your fitness.
Yeah.
Then, Maddie.
So then I go to Jade. So Jade's been working out for a week. Yeah. Jade made a little dig at me for...
No. Say how it really happened. I said, let's reenact it.
Okay. So this is what happened. Rollerblading, cool or naff? Oh, cool.
Cool.
And I'm like,
oh, great for your fitness.
Not really great for your fitness.
And I said,
because
you'd know
you're
if,
on wheels.
And I said, you know if you did some exercise.
Which I do, thank you very much. And I said to Jade, who's been working out again at the gym for less than 1 week, you've worked out at the gym for a week and you think you're Michelle Bridges.
And Crevo, I turned on Crevo and I said, you know what, it'd be nice if you didn't fence it and you backed me up for a change.
So she's calling you now a fence sitter.
But,
are you a fence sitter, Mark?
First of all, I said that rollerblading is cool. That's pretty defined.
Mm.
And then I said rollerblading in terms of health, I just agreed with Maddie. It's not good for your health.
It's
because you just roll around.
Yes.
Please. Like running is good for your health because you run.
I think it's quite insulting, Jade, calling Crevo a fence sitter. That's not. What are you doing?
It's true because it's good for your fitness.
No, it isn't.
Anyway, what's the goss up next?
Yes.
Producer Jackson, what's on the way?
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you this. It's the William edition. That's all you're getting.
I'm into it. We're going to do it straight after Lizzo, of course, being in the country good as hell at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson, what's making the goss today?
Yeah, I did say it was the Will edition. I'm going to start with Prince William. He has been caught on camera, maybe having a bit of a sly dig at Meghan and Harry. He had this to say.
Yeah, sometimes trying to get people to understand that it's okay to have these challenges, but we just need to deal with them and we need to move forward rather than just be stuck in paralysis and pretend they don't happen.
So they're basically saying that he's referring to Harry and Meghan being the royal family's paralysis.
See, now, I might see this a different way. I hear that and I go, that's the Queen he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that's stuck.
You know what?
And they just need to move forward.
No, I just think he's talking about the situation in general. It's a situation you got to move forward and, you know, resolve the issue.
Do you know what's annoying, though? I love how everyone's criticising Harry and Meghan. It wouldn't be the creepy uncle Prince Andrew, would it, would it, William? Talk about paralysis.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what? I back Harry and Meghan.
Me too.
Meghan's great. I think get the hell out of the royal family.
They're smart.
Sinking ship. On to another Will. Will Smith, where do you guys stand on him?
Love him.
I like Will Smith. I'm a fan of most of his movies, actually.
I quite like him, but then sometimes I find him really weird. Interviews,
I think you shouldn't judge someone else's, like, marriage and how they raise their kids, but I know they've done things a little bit differently in that situation.
Yeah, I like Will. Not sure about his kids. They're a bit whatever for me. But he's opened up about why he doesn't swear in his rap music. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but no profanities. And there's a good reason behind it.
So I had my rap book and I was writing my stuff and I had all my little, you know, my little curse words. And my grandmother, dear Willard, truly intelligent people do not have to use words like this to express themselves. Please show the world that you're as smart as we think you are. Love, Gigi. And I read that and I was like...
So that's why. I need to take a leaf out of his book, though. I swear too much these days, guys.
I'm just floored that his real name is Willard.
Yeah.
Is it Willard?
Willard.
It makes me view him.
I didn't know that either. Is that on Wikipedia, Willard?
Makes me view him in a different way now.
Willard sounds like a really regal, like, basset hound.
Does it? Yeah, it is. Willard Carroll Smith Jr.
Carroll?
Yeah, CARROLL.
No wonder he goes by Will.
Willard Carroll. Imagine that.
Fascinating.
I'd love to get an interview with him and call him Willard.
Willard.
Now listen to you, Willard.
Starring Willard Carroll.
Doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
Thank you, Jackson, for that. Guys, Celeb Loot up next. We've given away two clues. It is Clue Week here. We want this money to go. Tell us more, Crevo.
So the second voice went off this morning.
It did indeed.
It is, in fact, Bill Gates.
Wow.
So the clue for voice number one that has been sitting there for a couple of days now is it's a DJ that some people refer to as a slang for a body part.
But you know what? I'm going to make it a little bit easier. Lower body part.
Well.
Okay. Here they are. Take a listen.
My mom surprises
Meatloaf.
The greatest movie of all time.
13-10-09, the lines are open. Newfm.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses. We'll do it next.
All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. I've just got it. DeNovo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Celebrity. Loot.
Five celebrities. Once you identify them all, that $1,000 could be yours. One went off this morning. Voice number two is Bill Gates. But we've given a juicy clue for voice number one, a DJ whose name is referred to a lower body part by
like
a lot of people.
Like a slang.
All right. If you pick any of these celebs, we'll hook you up with a prize. Of course, you get all $5,000. Brayden, good morning.
Hello.
How are you today, man?
I'm good.
Very good. What are you up to? Working?
Just driving home.
Oh, good. So you worked all night, have you?
No, I just had to get some parts for my car.
Oh, very good, very good. Brayden, tell me, who do you think the celebs are, mate? We'll give you this money if you get all five.
Lil Dicky.
Pardon?
Who?
Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky.
Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
Is that a DJ?
You know the Chris Brown song?
Yeah. Unfortunately not.
Not at all. Good guess though, Brayden. Thanks, man.
Thanks for that. Jody, how are you?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. What's on for your day? Busy one?
Yeah, just heading into work.
Nice one. All right. Well, let's try and win you $1,000 to improve your day. We just need the celebs. Who are they?
I thought one might have been DJ Snake.
And do you want to guess any others?
Honestly, I wasn't sure whether one was Scarlett Johansson or Natalie Portman. I couldn't tell.
Well, we can tell you got one, right?
DJ Snake, correct. Woo! Bang, we're going to give you a double pack of Hunter Valley wine just for getting that correct. Congratulations, Jody. That means there's only, guys, three left and the money is yours. It's getting easier.
Yeah, that's
all of
right.
The incorrect guesses, newfm.com.au. That's it for us. Thursday, Friday, tomorrow.
Everyone's excited.
And of course, don't forget, if you were planning on going to the Cinema Under the Stars, Newcastle Permanent at Spears Point Park tomorrow night, it has been cancelled due to the weather. It's raining all weekend, guys. So adjust your plans.
That's right.
105 minutes commercial free coming up next with producer Jackson. Mate, what's on the way?
This is my new favourite song. It's brand new stuff from Halsey.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
It's so good. It's called You Should Be Sad. It's coming up inside 15 minutes. As soon as you hear it, you'll just fall in love.
I'm excited.
I love... Halsey's so underrated sometimes, and she's such an incredible artist. I'm glad we're playing that song.
She's so smart as well. I don't know if you've ever watched interviews with her, but she's just incredibly intelligent and super sweet too. She was actually down here recently when the fires were on, and her shows got cancelled, so she just moved them to the city, and like it was just a good vibe. A few of my friends went, and they just said she's...
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Amazing. Yeah, really good.
We've all got a bit of a crush on, you know, Halsey.
I think so.
She's one of these people who look good with all hair colours too.
Yeah, she looks good. This one for you, Jadie, because I felt you got picked on today, so I slid it into the playlist.
I did. I had it tough today, all week.
Okay. Just take your song. Don't be bloody greedy with the, you know, we'll do
good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
also, too, kicking things off.
Oh, yeah.
Hayley Steinfeld.
She's cool too.
Yeah, great song.
Yeah, it's going to be 105 fun. I'm loving it.
Very good. Thank you, Jackson. Guys, we're out of here. Don't forget, New FM Summer Cruise standby spots. Your last week, last couple of days. Get on that across your workday here at New FM. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.